Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich Episode 5. I'm Toden, this is Crazy Mark, this is William. AllAboutWilliam.com, CrazyMark.com, Toden.com. Very simple, to the point.
I mean, is that simple and to the point? Is that
why? Yeah, you were just simple websites? To the point. Yeah, you were just simple to the point. Yeah,
just simple to the point. You know what else is simple to the point? Huh. Blind movie critic.
Oh,
simple
yay.
And to
oh,
the
man,
point.
I him.
Tommy Edison. I love Tommy Edison. He does a vlog. He does a thing. I ran into it at VidCon. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to play the interview.
Okay, yay. Let's watch it right here.
Okay, cool.
Yay.
All right, so I'm standing here with Tommy Edison and his assistant, Ben. I mean, they're just so amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about what all you're doing?
Sure. Well, I've got two channels on YouTube. The first channel is the Blind Film Critic channel, and that is where I do movie reviews from my perspective, how a movie works for me. And the other channel is the Tommy Edison XP channel. And on that channel, I answer your questions about blindness and about how I use different technology and basically how my life works. That's kind of what we do on that channel. It's a lot of fun. It's been great.
What is Ben here to you? What is he?
Well, Ben is my longtime pal. We've known each other for, almost like 18, 19 years now. We worked in radio together, and then Ben moved into video production, and we started to make videos together. And so Ben directs and produces and edits all the videos that you've ever seen with me in them.
Does that pretty much sum you up, or is there a whole lot more stuff he's not even mentioning?
I think that's about right. I mean, we work on the ideas together. We figure out what kind of videos we want to do, if you want to just answer questions from the viewers, or do we want to try something new, something a little more dynamic. And then, it's a process of I do all the camera work. I do all the directing and then the shooting and then the editing. So then, and it's a really great relationship with us because we've known each other for so long, there's a trust there. So when we're shooting a video, we have this deal where it's like, let's try this idea. If it's no good, nobody has to see it. We can just delete it or just leave it in the hard drive. And then when I'm in the edit, I get to try out different things. And a lot of times, Tommy's not part of that process until it's done. And I show it to him, like, what do you think? Does this work? Or if there's something that doesn't seem right, I might ask for his opinion. But there's such a trust there that allows us to be so creative and have a good flow about working together.
So with this project, because I know this is probably the only thing you do because you guys do so much, what do you think is the biggest difference between what you guys do and other similar companies or groups? What do you think is the biggest difference?
Tommy?
Well,
that's a good one for you.
I'm going to say the biggest difference is that I'm blind since birth. So I come at things from a slightly different perspective. I have a different way of, looking at the world, And that's what I like to show on both the channels. When I talk about movies, it's how a movie works for me. And, a good movie is script, it's acting, it's all the music, it's the sound of it, it's all that stuff. That's what makes a good movie to me. Whereas a lot of the CGI movies don't really work so well, It's all nice to look at and stuff, but it feels like the script is kind of secondary.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's about right. The blind since birth. I mean, that's one of the biggest differences versus other channels. And I mean, okay, the other thing is Tommy's really funny. A lot of people don't have a sense of humor, and it can be as quick and as witty. One of the things that we do when we're working on videos, another crew members always saying, "Are you being, are you kind of pushing him a little too much?" Because we'll do a video, and it'll be like we'll be serious at certain points in the video, and just getting the idea out and just get the message across. Then I'm like, "All right, now we need some jokes. What do you know about? And let's say we're doing a bit about cooking. So now it's like, Tommy, what about cooking? Cooking jokes? Any good ones?" And he just comes up with like 3 or 4 instantly. So that's unique. You can't get that with a lot of talent.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
That's pretty cool. The guy's got. He goes to the movie theater and he hears the movie. Okay, and he reports about what he hears, how he feels from what he hears. That's pretty far out.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. There is an assist. There is an audio assist, but he doesn't use it until after he reviews the movie. The audio.
No, I know what you're talking about. I haven't actually experienced
that. Okay, so the audio assist would be like, guy opens door. Car explodes. Guy is running away.
I always find that funny when those are in the closed captions. So I was just, I'm like, they're
deaf, not blind.
You know. Well,
yeah, the best movie, if you ever wanted to check one of those out, watch the opening sequence to Deadpool with the audio assist on.
With the audio assist. See, once you see it, it's, I'll have to try it.
Yeah,
once
listen to it. You know. Well, you can still watch it, but turn the audio assist on, or even just look for the click on YouTube. It's hysterical.
And then put the earphones in, and it actually tells. So this
we don't have to put headphones on. It's just an audio thing.
Because I've never used an audio assist before. So this stuff narrates while the movie's going?
Yeah. But Tommy is not only on YouTube, but he's on Amazon Prime. He's on Hulu. Yep. You know, he's probably doing other things.
He's all over the place. He said he had two YouTube channels, so.
Well, he's also got a Hulu and other things.
And then one of his YouTubes is, of course, The Blind Critic. And then isn't another one like a vlog or something? I can't remember.
Yeah. My favorite episodes of that was you know how you got those scented markers?
Okay.
He had to guess the color of the marker by the way it smelled.
No.
And he was born blind.
Because I was about to say, that elevates your senses, you know, to the next level as far as scent goes. So I bet he figured it all out.
Yeah, but he was also born blind, so he doesn't necessarily understand the connection between the scent and the color.
Well,
it's a very good episode. It's a very good thing. So you could check that out. But look what he's doing with disabilities. A lot of people have disabilities and still have good media careers in photography and video and writing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm just pointing out there, it's good that you got the interview with Ben there, you know, because I wonder how many people actually interviewed Ben as well.
Yeah, he kind of had a little surprised look when I said,
hey. He did. That was, that was fun. That was almost like when people were interviewing me when I was working with him. It's like, what? Wait, no, I sit back here behind the camera.
That happened with one of my other photographers, too. Like, we want to take pictures with that guy.
What?
You want to take a picture with Carl? Yeah, because we love the name Carl. Okay.
Carl.
We have, you know. We know people with disabilities that do very well.
We know people at this table with disabilities that do very well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ADD at
nobody's
all.
Nobody's ADD at all. Except for, you know, all three of us.
Now, I have worked with autistic individuals. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he's working with one right now.
There's been some brilliant people I've worked
with. You don't mind if I call you out, do you?
No.
Okay.
Wait. First, you called me out right after I said, yeah, he's working with one right now.
I want to make sure people...
No, I'm making reference...
And then I pointed at myself, too. Yeah.
No, I'm making reference to the old, what is it, the Weekly Entertainment TV show with Ian Smith. That guy, you wouldn't know that he's autistic, but he's one of those engineering geniuses who can do the work of five people behind the camera. Mm-hmm. And I want to give a big shout out to Ian Smith out there running the roads as a truck driver right now. He's kind of like the, you know, truck driver thing right now.
Yep.
But, you know, on a hiatus.
On that note, with everything you've seen me do, would you think I was autistic?
No.
Okay. I am autistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to what Ian told me, there's different levels and spectrums of autism.
Yep. Yeah, you have, I don't know them all. I only know the higher functioning ones. You have high functioning, I forget one that's right above it, and then you have Asperger's, which is the most common.
I had a student with Asperger's. It was very interesting, but once I knew he had Asperger's, it got a whole lot easier because I just took a little bit of time to research it.
Yeah.
And I was, it made working with the student a whole lot easier because then I knew what I was dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's up to the people themselves, like, oh, hey, by the way, I have a disability. Yeah. But it does help if you have someone that's understanding.
Because
there's other people that the student worked with, and he told me that, hey, not everyone understands what Asperger's is. And they can't work, you know, and it just makes it worse to work with. Because he's told me some horror stories. But there's photographers that they're in wheelchairs. There's videographers in wheelchairs. There's musicians that are deaf.
I actually saw an interview with a photographer who was blind.
Hmm.
He wasn't born blind, but...
I've heard of that. I've seen that too. Yeah. Photographers that can barely see, they're legally blind. They're not 100% in the dark.
Yeah. I think he's just legally blind, but from what I understand, he takes some amazing pictures.
Yeah, because some of them can see shapes, but they don't see everything.
Well, the one photographer that I read about, he was actually able to make a sound and tell where everything was just by that sound.
Oh, have you all ever seen
echolocation? That's it.
Have you ever seen that video on YouTube where the guy goes up in the helicopter and he's able to see?
Echo like a bat because I'm Batman.
And because, he goes up in the helicopter and just from looking at the skyline of Manhattan is able to go back and draw every building exactly the way he saw it. And the guy was autistic. So there's some brilliant people. And adjectives. Too many labeling. A person's a person.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't always need people helping you. I for a long time, I've tried to work with different partners and different people to help me. Because you feel like I can't do everything by myself. And it's true. You can't.
No. I've tried.
Yeah, there's a reason why we learn to do as many things by ourselves as we can, because partnerships are hard. And watching that interview, they keep talking about how much trust they have. You know, it's amazing, because, Tommy has to have a little more trust with someone when he has that disability. But at the same time, to have that much trust, Ben must be a really good friend. And they just kept talking, like, we have trust. He trusts me. I trust him.
Yeah. Yeah, they went back years, you know. And, trust, it takes years, you know.
Right. So, not all partnerships work out like that. I know probably everyone at this table probably has some horror stories.
Yes, we do.
You go first, William.
Well, I ain't going to give too much away. But for a while, I had... Well, not for a while. It lasted 3 videos. I had a series with another individual, and that turned into a complicated mess. Mm-hmm. And that, since it was actually in another state for this individual, I asked that individual for their clip, and it'd take me weeks to get it. And then I was trying to make it where it was once a week, like we're trying to do with this. But, she just wasn't doing it. It was constantly giving me excuses, and then it turned into some arguments somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that pretty much was gone.
That was extremely vague, but she pretty much disappeared on you.
Okay. Was a he.
All names he have been changed to protect the individual.
I just didn't know how to do it without... I didn't know how to do it with... Well, one of the biggest problems was they were on my channel and the website was owned by him. And So I lost the website, kept the video. I took the videos down.
This partnership, I'm pretty confident. I know we're going to be working on the website later on. Hopefully the website's up before this video's up. Yep. We kind of went into this open, like, hey, look, one of us might leave. Who knows? Maybe I'm going to go behind the scenes or something like that. Maybe I'll just hang out and let someone else host the show. We already know Mark's better host than I am anyway.
Well, it depends.
Why are you even watching this?
Well,
don't turn off yet.
What? No. Actually, Crazy Mark, the clown guy, is a better host. I'm Mark Maxwell. You can call me Crazy Mark, too, because I own the whole gamut. But anyway. Look.
Oh, we did forget about talking about that in disabilities, that multiple personality problem.
Multiple personality, that's rough, you know, especially
you
when
know
you
what? And if I have multiple personalities, at least I could do more films, because then I have more people to balance the workload out, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't work that way.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Well, it all happens when you go to the graveyard too
in
much.
In my head.
Haunted houses.
Zombie.
So, working with disabilities and bad, what is it called? Partnerships?
Uh-huh.
See, I'm one of those guys, once again, instant gratification, which means no scripts. You go out and you ad lib and improv the thing. And I don't know how many people I've tried to get together and say, hey, let's rock and roll with this thing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, where's my script? I need to memorize a script. And then shot down.
Well, not everyone can do that. Not everybody can do that. Improving is very, very difficult. And when you work with, you know, there's students out there like, hey, let's just do a quick show. Hey, let's make an improv show. That doesn't really work like that. The people that do the improv stuff, they train very tough. You know, they have to get into it. You know, you can't just turn it on. Not everyone is that good at improv.
Sounds kind of like psychic work. You just can't turn it on and tell somebody what's going to happen tomorrow. Oh, well.
I'd rather not get into that.
Ooh, I see into your future.
I worked for a psychic radio station.
Dude, tell us about it.
Well, all I got to say is, when in 2008, when everybody was... We did that on purpose. See, the psychics. You know, in 2008, everyone's getting laid off of everything.
Yeah.
And the psychics I worked with didn't tell me I was getting laid off. The security at the front desk, however, they know everything.
They do.
You know, with partnerships, you know, it's one thing, you know, working together every day, at least they can separate. You know, same thing, because I went through my fair share of partners working on movies and films. But the hardest thing I see is if you're a musician on the road, seeing the same people day in and day out. I wonder if there's any stories we can get. Can you share any of these?
Yeah, I can tell you.
Some of the hardships or some of the benefits. Just be positive. What are some of the benefits?
Okay, the benefits, fun. No, nonstop fun. Back during the good times. Back during the times when you're producing video for bands and in a band. I mean, I receive so much stuff. That, well, I'm not going to say what. But anyway.
Kid friendly.
I received so much candy and toys that I didn't know what to do with. But anyway, no. It had its perks. It had its great times, you know. But then again, you have your band members. Of course, you got the vocalist who thinks he can go off on his own and do his own thing. And then everybody wants to take advantage of this skill or say, hey, Toten, shoot our band for free, you know? How many times have you heard that one? How about you, William?
Just today?
Oh, my God.
Shoot our band for free. Yes, yeah. That kind of thing.
I've had that a lot.
You know, and it's just one of those things. Being in the band, and again, you're talking about bands being sick of each other.
Yeah.
That's a true story. The reason why ZZ Top travels in three separate buses.
Really?
Yeah. Dusty and Beard and all the three members of the band, they travel in separate buses.
Wow. Did not know that.
So that they can get along, you know.
Well, do they also bring their families with them?
That's one thing I don't know. I just know that they travel in separate buses.
Whenever you have the money to travel in separate buses, that's
you
nice
do
thing.
It. Yep. But I bet you they wouldn't do anything just for exposure, though.
Okay, so I feel like this episode's missing tips and tricks.
Ah.
So, disabilities. Know what you can actually do, you know, and don't let the disability stop you. I mean, you can work around stuff. Being by yourself is a disability to a point. Because I do so many shows and so many things by myself. In fact, when we all started hanging out, we all were doing things by ourselves. But we found we were like, hey, look, this person can actually watch my back. And, you know, we still like, hey, look, don't worry about that. I'll do it. I can do first two episodes of this. I was carrying this table in and out by myself. Not because they weren't willing to help, because they're like, look, I might have to set up this table by myself a few times. I want to make sure I know how to do it by myself. And you're here in case I hurt myself. So.
Well, honestly, the first thing we'd probably do is laugh, and then we get you help.
Well, that's okay.
Then pull out the Makita drill.
Partnerships help out a lot, and the key is don't just be like, I can't do this by myself, I need somebody, and then you're the star of the show. I feel almost hypocritical, you know, saying this, you know, don't be like, I'm going to be the top dog, I need you to do this, I need you to be my support cast, and, you know, but you'll get something out of it. You got to figure out a way where everything works together, where people are okay with it.
There's a chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way, you meet up with people. Toden and I have been running around crossing each other's paths mm-hmm. for over 3 years now, and we mm-hmm. keep saying, man, one of these days we're going to do something.
One of these days we're going to see without yeah. without the wig and the stuff, and then yeah, I don't recognize
this
him.
This is not a wig.
Oh, yeah. This is not I remember a wig. That. I was like, hey, Scott, I just talked to this one dude out there. He knew an awful lot, but he said he... Who is he? Oh, that's Crazy Mark.
You know, be on the lookout. If you have this feeling, this vibe between you and someone else, like, hey, it looks like we could chill and have pizza and get along and talk about stuff and not get into some weird fight and run out the door mm-hmm. because of political incorrectness or something like that, get together with these people. Give every one of you, give each other a chance.
Yep. But oh, be direct. Be direct. You know, hey, look. Yeah, we're going to go shoot this wedding together, but I need you to be my second shooter. This is not going to be 50-50 because I'm going to be editing, or you're going to be editing, you're going to be doing this. You know, you got to establish those things. You can't just go and like, okay, everything's going to be 50-50 between it. You know, partnerships are very difficult. You have to kind of figure out guidelines, and part of you has to know that at some point it's going to end, or it can end, and you yeah. have to, you know... There's so many groups and websites and YouTube channels that something happens, companies, something happens, and, you know, even married couples will do something, and then it splits, and nothing's ever the same, or the whole thing disappears.
Yeah, I've seen that on a lot of YouTube channels, actually, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know they're going to kick my butt, because I forgot the GoPro today.
I forgot mine too. So
Mark, you know.
So if you wish there was another angle, if you missed the GoPro angle, it's okay. I have another camera up. It's not. You can't see everything behind us. Let us know. You know. I know. Last week I forgot to talk about the optional homework.
Oh,
I forgot. Man. I want to start that so you guys can keep track how many times I forget this.
Okay.
So, what do you guys think the optional homework should be? Besides commenting. Commenting, you know, I know this is going to be on multiple platforms. I don't know which ones can comment yet. But you can tweet on any of us.
You know, I did some homework and I joined Periscope and it's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah?
You know? And really? Also, what is it? Stream.me. I joined up with those. It's cool.
That was the homework from 2 weeks ago. Do some research. Because yeah. you were already streaming. You already have some followers on some of the streaming
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, Vine, Instagram, Ustream, what is it? Those apps, you know?
So that's pretty cool. So this week's optional homework would be talk to the people you already know. You know, you don't form a partnership with anybody if you don't want to. But talk to the people you already know and ask them, what can I do better? Or if you're trying to start something, ask them ideas and how you start. People might not be the most knowledgeable, but you can grab ideas from people.
Yes.
You could always reach out to someone that's already doing what you want to do and talk to them too.
Oh yes.
That's probably
plus you never know. The people you ask might be connected with somebody that can help you too.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out 3 people I work with are connected to a lot of Comic-Cons, not necessarily in Metro Detroit area, but people that do Comic-Con stuff.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So comment, rate, subscribe, sign up for notifications on whatever platform you're listening to this or watching this on. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining the conversation.
Muchas gracias.
See ya.